welcome to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
And I am Mark Plotnick, Jim's co-host. For 1 hour each week, we will highlight a different theme from the most prolific and memorable era for rock and roll music, the 1950s through the early 80s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which, by the way, is available on Amazon. It features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with wonderful words by Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Thank you, Mr. Samaria.
It's okay. Today we will play and discuss the pioneers of early rock and roll, the artists who put the roll into rock.
Rock and roll music has its roots in several uniquely American forms of music. These include jumpin' country blues, rhythm and blues, boogie-woogie, and western swing. But I prefer the Muddy Waters explanation when he's saying these words, "Well, this is a story that's never been told. The blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll."
Don't quit your day job.
I don't have one.
Yeah, that's true. Well, in the 1950s, Sun Records founder Sam Phillips believed that this emerging sound would connect with teenagers because the words and rhythms appealed to their rebellious spirit.
Ooh.
Yep. Teens were developing their own styles and language, and rock and roll fit right in.
Initially, the music was condemned by the culturally conservative elements of society. Much like the blues, it was labeled devil's music. But Memphis DJ Dewey Phillips and Cleveland DJ Alan Freed tapped into the sound. Freed coined the term rock and roll and is said to have hosted the first major rock and roll concert. Over in Memphis, Dewey Phillips was programming this music for a racially mixed and primarily teen audience.
That's right, Mark. Dewey Phillips is credited with playing the first Elvis Presley release on Sun Records. And of course, another major influence was
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, yes. He brought the electric guitar to the forefront, and his writing for songs really mattered to teens because most of his songs were about cars, school, and of course, being in love.
The popularity of early rock and roll was also reflected in the movies. Films like Blackboard Jungle, which I'll get into later in the show. And of course, there was Elvis Presley's appearance from the waist up only on the Ed Sullivan Show. But what began as a threat to the morals of young people morphed into a multi-billion dollar industry. So, Jim, there's so many pioneers to cover. I think we need to roll with it.
Well, we're going to start with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, with her song Strange Things Happening Every Day, which came out in 1944. This has been labeled as the first rock and roll song. It may actually be one, because as we go through the show, you're going to see that a lot of people take credit for that. It was actually a gospel record that crossed over to Race Records charts, which later became known as the Rhythm and Blues charts. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was pushing spiritual music towards a more mainstream style of music, which was a very gutsy thing to do back then because she was offending some conservative church holders. Listen to her guitar playing on Strange Things Happening Every Day. She used very heavy distortion, and she had an influence on future great guitarists like Mr. Jeff Beck, my favorite, Eric Clapton, and Keith Richards.
And Jim, I just wanted to mention, if our listeners get a chance to see a clip of her on stage, she's amazing. I mean, she has this Gibson SG, and she's handling like a rock star. It's really something to see.
I've seen that on YouTube. So after our show, everyone go on YouTube and listen.
Day when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day,
there are strange things happening every day.
Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day. Right to the line, you can live right all the time. with all his might. There are strange things happening every day.
Man, wow. I love the boogie-woogie on that piano. That was cool. She influenced some early rock and roll musicians like Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. They loved her the piano player in her band. Sister Rosetta Tharpe was referred to as the original soul sister and the godmother of rock and roll. And when asked about her music and about rock and roll, Tharpe is reported to have said, "Oh, these kids in rock and roll, they just beat up the rhythm and blues. I've been doing that forever." And Mark, well, you got something coming up. We're doing all these songs in the order they came out of the year. So Sister Rosetta Tharpe came out in 44. You got something coming up that came out in 1945?
That's right. Jim, my parents loved our next pioneer. He is considered the king of 1940s rhythm and blues. Louis Jordan was an Arkansas-born alto sax player, singer, and bandleader whose infectious jump blues and theatrical manner appealed to white audiences and paved the way for other black performers. According to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, his song Saturday Night Fish Fry was possibly the first rock and roll recording and even an example of early rap. And you'll see why when we play the song. Jim, I know it's not Saturday night, but let's fry up some catfish with Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five playing Saturday Night Fish Fry. And by the way, this is one of the first songs to use the word rockin' in the lyrics.
Now if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rockin', it was rockin'. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jim, his wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor. It was rocking, it was rocking.
Louis Jordan's songs topped the R&B charts for an unprecedented 113 weeks. He also starred in several Hollywood musical shorts, and he toured with the USO during World War II. Future acts such as Chuck Berry, James Brown, and Ray Charles all cited Jordan's influence on their work. Jim, let's keep the rock and roll honors going with our next highly influential act.
Well, the next song up is Rocket 88 by Ike Turner, The Kings of Rhythm, with Jackie Brenston on vocals. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said that this 1951 song is first rock and roll song. The first one, okay? There's been so many first ones.
I know. Well, I've noticed that many of the sources we consult seem to differ about who was, you know, who played the first rock and roll song, but that's the beauty about music.
Yeah. The song became number one on the R&B charts. And in the original release, it was actually credited to Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats. The song was important because it crossed over to become popular with a white audience. And what would become a theme throughout rock and roll, this song is about a car, the Oldsmobile Rocket 88. Was that your first car?
My dad had one, seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had the rocket engine in it.
Oh, wow. How cool is that? And if you listen closely on the song, guitarist Willie Kizart created distortion. He did that by placing wadded-up newspaper in his damaged amp, and the song is driven by Ike Turner's piano playing.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a feel, everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
As I said earlier, that song hit number one on the R&B charts and made a lot of money for Mr. Sam Phillips, who took that money and he formed Sun Records a year later. I just want you to let you know you are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Radio, WHRULP 101.5, on demand 24/7 from anywhere in the world.
All right, Jim, our next pioneer started out as a singing cowboy playing Western swing with his band, the Saddlemen. Fortunately for us, he changed direction in 1952, renamed his band the Comets, and morphed into a full-fledged rock and roll unit. But his most famous song began as a commercial disappointment. It was released as a B-side, but a 1955 movie, Blackboard Jungle, starring Glenn Ford and Sidney Poitier, pushed the song to national prominence. Let's listen to Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the
We just heard has sold over 25 million units, and in 1957, Haley became the first American rock and roll musician to tour Europe. In 1987, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2012, so were the Comets. He is also in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. What do we got up next, Jim?
Well, I just was going to say, that song always reminds me of Fonzie.
Yeah, yes.
Up next is Big Joe Turner and the Blue Kings doing Shake, Rattle, and Roll, which came out in 1954. Big Joe Turner was signed to Atlantic Records by none other than the famous Ahmet Artgun. He was singing, Joe Turner that is, was singing at a concert with Count Basie in the early 50s, and Joe was having a really rough time, but Ahmet heard something in him that he liked, so he signed him to a contract. They recorded this song, and believe it or not, the background vocals are done by Jerry Wexler, who became a very famous music producer, and Ahmet. The song is about dancing and having a good time, but there are some sexual overtones. So when Bill Haley recorded it later that same year, he changed some of the lyrics so that it would be able to be played on the radio. It paid off because he had a big hit with his version that hit the Billboard chart.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Where you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Where you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. Where you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all the mess belongs to you.
That was Big Joe Turner and his Shake, Rattle, and Roll song. I love that sax by Sam the Man Taylor.
All right, Jim. Our next artist was born in New Orleans, and his five-decade career produced, get this, 25 gold singles, 11 top 10 hits, and 65 million records sold. And between 1950 and 1963, he outsold Little Richard, Chuck Berry, and Buddy Holly combined. He was part of the first class inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Billy Joel said he proved that the piano was a rock and roll instrument. Anton Domino has received too many honors and accolades to cover in our time slot, but his first pop chart hit is our next song. Let's listen to Ain't That a Shame by the man whose nickname was Fats.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said goodbye. real port. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Still feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
You know, Pat Boone had a number one hit with this song, but many considered it a white bread version. In fact, Boone reportedly wanted the word ain't changed to isn't. Jim, it's hard to believe that our next artist became a preacher and announced his successful career.
Well, not only become a preacher, but this guy was also known as the innovator, the originator, and the architect of rock and roll. And he was...
I know who that is.
Who?
Little Richard.
Little Richard. My favorite rock and roller. With his raspy and raw vocals and his aggressive and energetic piano playing, Little Richard was a force to be reckoned with while laying down the foundation of what rock and roll would be. His live performances attracted both black and white teens to his shows, breaking the color line, quite a feat back in the mid-50s. To me, this next song, Long Tall Sally, is when rock and roll really got exciting.
Gonna tell that Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a music, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. In the alley, oh baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. Having me some fun tonight.
Back in 1962, Little Richard toured Europe and a band called The Beatles opened for them. And they listened, they watched, and they learned.
Do you think they went anywhere?
They did good. Paul McCartney said this about Little Richard. I owe a lot of what I do to Little Richard and his style, and he knew it. He would say, I taught Paul everything he knows, and I have to admit, he was right. You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU-LP, 101.5 FM. Please stay tuned for part two of Pioneers of Rock.